If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. Said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud, and abase him. Look on every one that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. My soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Selah. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. An high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his haughtiness, and his pride, and his wrath. But his lie shall not be so. Hear ye, and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. Then spake Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, Thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, Go not into Egypt to sojourn there. We have heard the pride of Moab, he is exceeding proud, his loftiness, and his arrogancy, and his pride, and the haughtiness of his heart. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, cap against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord God of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up, And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all round about him. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. He hath sowed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and stripes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble.